Thank you for joining us this Tuesday afternoon. Brother Freedom and I are here, and we've been looking at the wonderful book of James. Father, we just thank you. Lord, you're so good. You've given us another day, and we're here. It's because of your grace, your goodness. We might not have been here today if it hadn't been for your mighty hand. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom today. Thank you for anointing our listeners. Thank you, Lord, for letting this go into our spirit. Let it go into my spirit, Lord, because I need all the help I can get. We just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And now reading from James chapter 4, the first 10 verses. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because you ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.
Praise God. Humble yourself that he might lift you up. Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day. I pray that my voice will be plain, the hearers will be able to see. And after this day, I just pray for you all over the world, wherever you are. I want you to get on fire for the Lord, I believe, because the Lord's coming very soon, and we need to get our spirits in contact with heaven, because we're going to go there, and you need to go there too. I don't want to see you, any of you out there, to miss that wonderful journey. I mean, it's going to be spectacular. It's the most wonderful thing that you've ever done. The Lord's been speaking to me this morning about how wonderful it's going to be there. And it's a place that we need to seek for. It's a place that we need to search and do the best we can do, because God is coming back through the clouds of glory, and we need to be ready, because he's coming for those that's looking for his coming. I just pray that God will bless you all in a very special day. I pray this word will come into your heart and touch you in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name, amen. From whence come wars and fightings among you, even in your lust, that war in your members? The Bible says that we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord. We need to recognize there's a warring that takes place. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal, but God's come to give us life and give us more abundant life. If God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. You're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, which loves you. I want to stress that part, that we need to be obedient to the Spirit of God. About 30-some years ago, I really spent a lot of time in prayer. And finally, the Lord came in my heart in a very special way. But then one day, I was going my way to a city. But there's a big flagpole on the highway. And when I come across where that flag was standing, the Spirit of God told me, I want to speak to your heart. Turn your radio off. I had my truck radio and a two-way radio. It wasn't a radio that you hear like most people, but it was the company radio. So I turned it off, and the Holy Spirit, or the Lord, I don't know which, but it didn't make any difference. It was from the Lord. I want you to tithe your time in reading the Word of God. And I want you to do it different. You just eat it. You just eat it real fast. Just consume it. So, you know, I thought, well, I just hope I can keep this vow. And I tried to start the best I could do. My wife helped me. But it really was no problem. I started reading the Word, and I just consumed it. But when consuming this Word, there's something happened inside of me. I was getting a supernatural strength. My endurance was a lot higher than normal. because of the obedience to God. I think that whatever he tells you to be obedient. The pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. If you have known the Lord Jesus Christ, God set up you on a pathway that leads you to heaven. Now in that pathway, he may have things for you to do because we're not starting out equipped to do what God wishes to do. We gotta be taught, and our best teacher is him. The Holy Spirit is special. He'll guide you, he'll lift you up, he'll encourage you, he'll work on you as no other one can. I was started reading the Word of God, and the more I read it, the more special it got. And pretty soon I started being able to quote scripture. I've become a writer so much, I just loved the Word so much, I was really not satisfied without it. It was a real blessing. And the Word became alive, and it was the Spirit. The Bible says that we must worship Him in spirit and truth. I understand what that means. The Spirit is the Spirit in us, the Holy Spirit, but we need to have the Word of God come into our life. It comes in our innermost being. It's just there. And you were hiding the Word. The Bible says we must hide the Word in our heart. Well, I recommend it, and I'd recommend God to work with you when you do it, because if you try to do it in yourself, you'll just get up here and you're not satisfied with what you're doing. You're doing it as a commandment, not as a blessing. God wanted me to do it as a blessing. Well, at the time that I started doing it, I hadn't had too much things happen in my life before that, but I remember one of the things, I had a customer, and he was the nicest man that I had for a customer. He was just a great man. And he had 246 Say's. One was a diesel converter, and the other was an oil converter. The diesel converter was an early one. That was 46A416. The oil converter, and it was 46A9693 or 63. I don't remember which, but that's close enough in that area. And the Spirit of the Lord, I went on a Sunday night, told me, he says, I want you to tell this man, on Monday or Tuesday, in the first part of the week, when you see him, he's got two transmissions. I thought, well, what am I hearing here? Lord, I didn't know the Lord even thought anything about transmissions. But see, when God picks you, he uses things that you're familiar with. I was not familiar with a lot of things about other people are, but I was familiar with Caterpillar. So God knows that, and he used reading the Word and this little job that he asked me to do comes up. So I want you to tell him you're going to lose both transmissions. And I asked the Lord, I said, how long? He said, in just a few months, they'll be gone if you don't take care of them, if they work very much. So I asked the Lord exactly where the trouble was going to be. He said the reverse carrier. And I know where that's at. On both transmissions, it would be the same thing. So I went to him and told him, and they were very cordial. I don't think they understood, knew that I understand at that time like I do now. I said, well, I'm just praying. Lord told me to do it in a way that I get over to them. They didn't understand the move of the Spirit at all. So I talked to them in a way that they could halfway understand through praying that God let me know what was wrong and was going to happen. But what gets me is how God can take a person like you are or I am. And if you'll really seek God, he can make you equipped to do something like this. Now, a couple years prior to that, I wouldn't even know what to, Lord, I've been lost. But see, by following God, he brought me up to this point, started reading the Bible, eating the Bible. That's 2 hours and 40 minutes a day, something like that. That's quite a bit of time. And then I didn't read it like most people. I went to theologians, they said, well, you can't do that. But God says, just stuff it in there. I devoured Bibles. In 6 months' time, a Bible, I couldn't open it up. My hands are pretty big, and when I go through there, pretty soon it was just, so I had to buy me new Bibles. At a time, God gave me the ability, with his help, to be able to diagnose these things, or if it needed to be, go somewhere, I can hear from the Lord, and God could tell me exactly what was wrong, and I could diagnose it. It's like a formula. I mean, in World War II, the radios, they had to find out where they could interpret radio calls. They could interpret what the Germans said and what the Japanese said. But that's what it is with God. We're here in this world, and we've never seen the Lord. I've never seen the Lord, never seen him. But I know he's there. And it's not nothing to be scary. He's closer than any friend you'll ever have. And you just feel such a warmth and such a love. You're not afraid. It's something beyond. I can't express it. It's so wonderful. And in that, I told the men that worked there, I said, I know it's going to be what I said is right. So pretty soon, one transmission went down exactly right. By the time we got the one back together, the other one went down just the same way. But both were exactly the same. The only problem the owner had, he wished he had got me to him first because they really tore up a lot of stuff. They went a little bit too long. But the Lord said that. We need to get to him attention then. But the Word of God is something that's like fuel inside of it. That Word, you put it, the Spirit together, you get alive. The Bible says alive unto God, but dead in sin. When I was at that place, I found myself not wanting to hear bad language. I wasn't interested in someone saying some sexy thing. I detested. The Bible says we're to seek Him. And I found myself, it was very easy to stay true and holy to my God. It was very easy. I didn't have to really work at it. I was just there. And see, when we do the things for God, we don't really have to worry. There won't be no sin in it. I thought about it when I came in. We won't even look at sin. We hate the things. We like David. I detest. David said, I will set no evil thing before my eyes. Come on, she. I thought about so many people, God's children. They look at detestable, dirty movies and dirty stuff that's terrible, and they should not see it because it destroys in the heart. It takes away the Spirit of God that's living within you. And a few times, you've destroyed that, and you're callous. You don't care if you watch. Sin is at the door. I'm going to say this. When you start sinning, it's easy to keep on sinning. It's hard to stop. But if you don't stop, your sin's going to have you. And there's a penalty having sin in your life. You know, these bodies are not made to live with sin. There's fornication, there's syphilis, gonorrhea, all these terrible things that takes place when people misuse their bodies. The Bible says the bed is undefiled with marriage. Marriage is the true picture that God wants, but we get out of the picture. And that, I understand right now, that's making it hard for our seniors because they penalize them. I'm a senior, but they penalize you if you want to marry. They make it better for you if you live and just living to me. That's wrong. Marriage is honorable only unto God. There's something about we need to keep God first in all of our efforts. And reading the Word of God, it sort of brought me into knowing what the regulations were. You know, that's like, as a highway patrolman, I'd have to learn what the law was, and the speed limits, and all the things, to know what was right or wrong. If I didn't know, I wouldn't even know how to write out a ticket. And that's what of God. We gotta have, did you ask and receive not, because you asked of this, and upon your lust. Lust is a terrible thing. It comes in like a lion. It comes to kill your inner spirit. It wants to destroy families. Lust comes in and people lust after, I'd say, hellish things. That's things that's sinful. And those things will draw us away, but also weaken us as our body. Our body yields that temptation. Pretty soon our bodies get sick and we get frail. We get where we don't know where we're going to go. And our minds get so confused. We're in confusion. We don't have peace. We lose the peace. We lose the joy. And we lose our salvation. We lose all that God gives us. This body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And we must keep it. If we keep it clean in the presence of God, God's going to use us like He did me. He'll let me know exactly what's going to be. And I can do it. And I can just not happen then. But time after time, there was many people that called me and said, would you come and look at my machine? Because we got a problem no one knows about. God's the answer. Whatever lifestyle you're in, God can sure be there because He knows all about it. He knows all about each one of these model D8s. Most out of you out there, what I'm talking to, doesn't know either. But He knows everything. I was working on D7 one time, and I lost a nut down and put the cross shaft in it, and I could not find that nut. But I knew I had to find it because, and finally get back and get in between a gear and it was going to tear something up. So I prayed all night. The Lord says in the morning, he says, go down there, put your hand in a hole and put it down in like that. And I said, I didn't hardly believe in nothing, but I put it down and I felt it. I pulled right out and I said, no, I need it. Because when you're a mechanic, you've got to count all your bolts and nuts. You don't leave something in the machine. It'll do great damage. We need that, the help of God in life. We need that help that God counts. That we count, everything we do is count for God. We need to have our lives perfect in Him. It says, ye adulterers, know not that the friendship of this world is enmity with God? You know, out there today, that's the hardest thing to wean people away is from this world. But it's the most healthy thing. You'll have success in life. And you'll have the joy unspeakable. And if your heart would stop, you know you're on your way to heaven. And you've got an eternal home forever. But just for a little sin, we'll lose that. I truly believe it. I believe not in eternal security. I believe that we must work out our salvation with fear and trembling till the time that we get into heaven. I believe we must shun the very appearance of evil. We must seek God until we've made it. Seek the Lord in His strength, seek His face forevermore. For His eyes, the Lord, run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward Him. So if you start with obedience is better than sacrifice, if you're obedient to God, God's going to bless you. He's going to bless you in a mighty way. You know, your friends and that may think you're nothing, but God with Him, you're more than conquerors through Him. Which I've seen people, they can't see any worth in me. But God will make you worthy because you're not proud. God removes that pride out of your life. And every one of us that have that pride in us. When Jesus went to the cross, that pride can be removed out of our lives and we don't have to deal with pride no longer. Pride will take us down to a place that we don't want to be. Pride is terrible. It gives us a false hope. We think we're somebody. Well, something's going to happen. They're going to shoot a hole in our sails and we're going to fall like a lead weight from heaven. If the lead weight just comes bang, that's where we'll fall without the Spirit of God. We need the help of God. Do you think that the Scriptures say, in vain the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Lust, envy. You know, we need to watch what spirits come into us and cause us so much troubles. Temptation, the Bible says in the first chapter of James, blessed is the man who endureth temptation. When he's tried, he shall receive a crown of life. Let no man say, when he's tempted, he's tempted God, neither tempted he any man. Every man is tempted when drawn away in his own lust and own time. When lust got the thing that bringeth forth death, when death is finished, it'll kill us. A double-minded man can receive nothing. And see, we're so many times, we're doubling. We got double standards. We got God's standards here, and we got our self-standard down here. Our standard, our self-standard, way low. And our standard, it's prideful up here. It's here. We're not really there. But we have a false security. Oh, I'm just somebody. And really, in reality, the Lord says, no, you're not. You're down here. We need to restructure ourselves. Blessed is that man that endureth temptation. Endures. That's part of it. We're to endure. There's temptation will come on everybody. And when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. When you endure temptation, God's very proud of you. But a lot of people, in that time of, it's like you go out here and test a new machine out, and it don't pass the test. God puts us through that test. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. When he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Let no man say he was tempted, tempted of God, neither tempted of God any man. But every man is tempted when drawn away to his own lust in his own time. When lust has the thing that bring forth sin, when sin is finished, it shall bring forth death. Do not err, my beloved, but every good and perfect gift comes out from the Father above, whom there is no variableness, neither shadow turning. No shadow of turning. Do not err, my brother. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father above, whom there is neither shadow turning of his own will begat us, and the word of truth, that we should be a kind of our first fruits of His creature. God wants us to keep our first fruits. You know, there's a gift that God has in us, and God wants to manifest those gifts in us that we have a an offering that we can lay at the feet of Jesus. And that offering is, I'm without sin. I abstain from all appearance of evil. I walk in obedience. These are all trophies that will stand before the Lord. And he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the rest. And in it, you don't have that trouble through life. It's like going out here and speeding down the road. You love the speeding for a while, but when you get caught, it's terrible. But if you get in a wreck, it's worse than that. Man, you may take a life. You may do some things because you're at fault. Now, when they catch you at it, then you just sort of pay the fine. But you miss that, and then you get out here in a bad accident, then you can maybe go to even prison if you're wrong. And that's what we in life, we need to realize, that there God has a way of keeping us in center with his will. That we'll not be just doers of the word, but hearers. And we walk in obedience. Wherefore, to my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. That's my key. I've used it for years. Quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. The Bible says, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. But if any man among you seem to be religious and bridles not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this man's religion is vain. See, God, the Lord made us have words, and that's why it's so necessary to plant the words within our, that word has a tendency to do it, and you just give the word up. I can do all things through Christ's rich strength. My God shall supply all my needs, which are riches of eternal and glory. Oh, be steadfast, unmovable, always about the work of the Lord, anoint your labors not in vain. Great peace, and they love my law, and that's the word coming out. Nothing shall offend them. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. That's another word. And there's just thousands of words. If we hide the word, it's going to come out at a time when we're not really where we should be. The anointing is something different, but we got the word there as a backup when we are sort of not where we should be spiritually. That word can come out, and it stands strong within itself. So it'll help you out in that time when you're sort of lax in your commitment toward God. You can always stand true on the word of God. Hallelujah! Seek the Lord and strength, see his face forevermore. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of his hearts is made perfect toward him. That's a wonderful scripture. God is just so faithful. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor is in the way of the sinner, nor sin of the seed of the scornful, but his light is in the law of the Lord, and in that law that he meditate both day and night. We need to meditate on the word of God. We need to meditate on God. We need to search for God. He will keep him in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on me because we trust in him. Many times what we're doing, where our minds is out everything, and the whole horizon is in the world. And he did not say that a double-minded man cannot receive anything. For if any man heareth the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding a natural face in glass. For he beholds himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth that his manner of the man was. But whatsoever looketh to the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he is being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. God was doer of the work. God must be alive to him. Our eyes looking toward heaven. But I would guarantee you out there, if you want to have revival, start with the word. You don't even need to go to revival. You just fill you with, and you'll get on fire. And then pray a little bit and seek God. And you're going to get on fire. Your church may not have, but you'll go there to your church and you'll bring revival to your church. You'll be a blessing. When you go, you'll be blessed because you're taking heed. God moves by his word. And you say, well, I don't have much of the spirit in me. Well, you start putting the word in and you'll still have the spirit of God. It'll come. You must seek his word first and you'll have, that's what we're supposed to do, is seek the word. Be full of the word and you can be an overcomer from the spirit of God. God will anoint you, bless you, move upon you in a very special way. We need to know the spirit of God. We need to know that we have a friend, not friendship of this world, but we got friendship with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. They'll never leave us. They'll never forsake us. His eyes are righteous. His ears open to cry. He says, call on me and I'll answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Oh, seek ye the Lord and the strength, seek his face forevermore. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always about the work of the Lord, not your labor is not in vain. God is here to bless you this day. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, thy cover me, thou anointest my hand with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm going to close that. God loves you this day, and you must seek the Word, eat the Word, call upon Him, pray without ceasing. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Seek the face forevermore, evermore, and continually. We need to abide in Him, and you don't have to worry. You'll be ready. Jesus coming soon, you need to be looking for Him. That'll keep you in a place that'll keep you where your eyes are fastened on Jesus. God bless you all. I pray that God bless you, to bless you in a mighty way this day. Encourage your people. If they have any needs, let them call and we'll pray for them. We pray for a mighty blessing for those out there. You don't know Jesus as a personal Savior. I want this day you can accept Jesus in your heart. Just say after me, I love you, Lord. I see my need of you. I want you to fill me with your word today. I accept your sacrifice, Jesus. I want to know you. I want that personal touch. I accept all the gift of salvation. I want to live in you. I want to grow in you this day. Help me this day to be a candidate for life evermore. And that life evermore, God will keep you in His place, and He'll keep you that day that He takes you home. God bless you in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I remember when I met Brother Freedom in 1994, I got to go in his diesel shop, and right there on the workbench was that great big Bible where he had it always open. It was never closed because he was always drinking the Word. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful Word. In Jesus' name, amen.